room for that, you know. Just take it and stack it up.
Mm-hmm. What about tools? Did they have a special place for that?
Well, yeah, you had to take care of your tools.
Mm-hmm.
Do you any good?
Where did you keep them?
Well, under the house, generally, or in the barn, or in a house outside.
Mm-hmm. And say if the lamp on the porch wasn't burning, you say you had to screw in a new
bulb.
Okay. And you carried the wash out to hang it on the line. You might carry it out in the clothes. Nowadays, you're carrying clothes out to hang them outside. You carry them out in a...
container?
Or you call it a clothes... what?
Clothes basket or what?
Okay. And say if you open the bottle and then wanted to stick something in it so the liquid wouldn't spill out, you'd stick in a...
stopper.
Okay. And what would that be made out of?
Cork.
Okay. And something you'd use to pound nails with would be called a...
hammer?
And this is a musical instrument. You'd blow on it.
Harp.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Well, I don't think so. We used to have a Jew's harp and a Messiah harp, too, that you put up here and blow.
Okay.
Pushed it back and forth.
And talking about a wagon now. If you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call the long wooden piece that comes between the horses?
Tomb.
Okay. And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, then before you hitch him up, you back him between the...
shags.
And talking about the parts of the wagon wheel, starting with the inside, you'd have the hub, and then you had the spokes, and they'd fit in the...
spokes fit in the felon.
Okay. What part's the felon now?
What part is it?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a round piece that goes around that wheel.
Uh-huh.
And holes in it to fit these spokes that goes in there.
Uh-huh. You think... go ahead.
And then it... I think they used about four of them fellas to the wheel.
Uh-huh.
And you get them in there, and then they had an iron piece to go around that feller.
Uh-huh.
And you heat it, you know, and you beat it on there. That's what kept it on there, you know. You heated it and beat it on, and then poured water on it to keep it from burning your feller.
Uh-huh. What did you call that iron piece?
Oh, no, I just don't believe I can tell you.
Do you call it something like a tar or a
wheel? Yeah, that's it, tar. Uh-huh. Tar of the rim, either one.
Uh-huh.
Tar.
And
wagon tar.
The parts that, what goes from one wheel to the other, you call that the...
mm-hmm.
You have your wheels and then... connecting
the wheels, you have the... it goes underneath the wagon. Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about. Well, what would that be called? They got the spindles on them that you put your hub on.
Well, I mean just the I guess... well, you'd have it on a car. It would be a metal piece of the car.
Mm-hmm.
You'd call it the...
well, what did I think what they used to call that?
You call it the X or the axle?
Axle.
Huh?
Axle.
Okay. And if you have a horse hitched to a wagon, the traces come back and hook onto the...
single tree.
Okay. And if you have two horses and each one has a single tree, then you also have a... if you have one horse, you have a single tree. If you have two horses, you have a...
well, wouldn't you have two single trees?
Uh-huh. And then you'd have something that both of those were hitched to.